I don't know what's going on. Oh, there we go. What happened?
My headphones. I have some new headphones, so apparently I can't use those on the show.
Okay.
So, sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just going to text you. Okay, great.
I don't know if intro music played or not. But,
yeah, it did. I was just freestyling like a bumbling fool. So I'm going to,
sorry, everybody. Sorry.
That's okay.
Technical issues on my end, but
that's okay.
welcome to the Some of You show.
Go ahead. You start. Go ahead.
And,
three, two, one, go. My name is Liz.
I just did it. Yeah.
Yeah, you did it.
All right.
My name's Liz. We're good. but isn't that funny? Because the last show, I'm like, this is season 10, our last season. Well, there we go, people. There we go. Yes, we're going to finish strong. Are we? No. Yes, season 10 will be our last season. And it's funny because it's not like we had a formal conversation. If anything, the conversations about how we're evolving really have so far have taken place on the air, especially with the last two shows.
Right.
But that's really kind of interesting. So we're not going to even, you know what, Block Talk? We ain't even mad at you. You know?
Well, like I said, in this case, this was
that's right.
I bought a set of
right
wireless
earpods. That Bluetooth?
Yeah. And so they're fine when I listen to music. This was my first time trying it for the show, and it sounded weird to me, so I tried to change them out.
Yeah. So that's okay.
It just felt weird to me. The show hadn't even started yet. Just when I was hearing her count down, I'm like, oh, wait, no.
Wait, no.
I just touched my left earbud, and it hung up on me. I'm like, well, wait a minute. That isn't how that's supposed to work, is it?
Excuse me? You don't even know my name.
I know. Hello.
Okay.
So.
But that's fine. So we know that this is, that's fine. So we're going to, I'm all about finishing strong. All about it. So, you know, a friend of mine has a great saying that originated from her Caribbean grandmother. She said, you always need to leave the party, darling, when it's the most fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I love that. You don't want to be there when it's you're the last one there, and it's the lights are on. Like, no, that's not cute. So there you have it, finishing strong for season 10, and we will find out. I know we'll find out where we will be led, because clearly we are being led to. Where we're supposed to be. And that's been very evident the last couple of shows, and I think will continue to be revealed to us. And kind of interesting, could possibly be related to that. So I was, I had missed a text message from my good friend, Teresa, who is actually Anna, is booked to see her in November. Boy, time flies, because I think she booked it for my house when she was visiting. Teresa is an incredible. She's a lot of things. She's I think a master in Oriental medicine, acupuncture, best acupuncture I ever had in my life. From this woman, I've had quite a bit, and I also regard her as a retreat specialist, and she specializes in these one-on-one retreats. I participated in that, and because I know a few things, co-host this podcast. I know a few things. I said to myself, "Oh, poor thing," because even in the car from the airport, I'm like, "Poor thing, she's not gonna." I'm going to break so many rules and we're going to be friends. And that's what happened. I broke every rule that could be broken, and we're friends, which is great. But I knew that even before I met her, that that was going to happen. And my son Cole went on retreat with her. It was great for him. Anna's going. And even when I met Teresa, I said to myself, oh, my goodness, she, you know, I'm a casting director. I can't help this. This is my mind is wired. One of my greatest gifts is putting great people together. And I said to myself, wow, she would be a great guest facilitator pretty much for any kind of holistic, elevated retreat type of situation for grown-ups, right? This is not like, is my water pH alkaline and can you put it on a doily? No, bitch. But if it's somebody who really wants to do the work, like what I love on her website, and I will actually, I'll text you if I can. I'll text you her link. You know what happens when you become friends with somebody and you don't even know their number or the name of their business because they're just on speed dial.
Right.
That's what that is. But in any case, I thought she, like on her website, she says this is not vacation. You go on vacation after this. This is work, and it really is, but in the best, most fabulous sense of the word. But the reason why I'm bringing her up is I missed a message from her. I texted her this morning. There's a time difference. She's actually in Oregon right now, but same time difference, 2 or 3 hours, whatever. But she was up, and we were actually had this wonderful conversation. And we're going to finish the conversation after the show. But it's very interesting that happened right before this show, and that since the past two shows, there's been the shift. I think it's – you tell me what you think, Elisa, but I think the shift has started way before that, but I think that became very obvious would be like two shows ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think it's pretty interesting that I'm connecting with her, and have been in touch, but I feel like we're going to be in closer touch. It's just good to have that trust with the clairvoyance and the energy and all of that, to have a trust and a confidence, which I'm so grateful for the past 10 years to have been able to have cultivated that. I'm sure you would say the same with giving readings and fabulous guidance to people. So very interesting that I started my day pre-show having the beginnings of a very insightful and profound conversation. So yeah, whether it's new earbuds or technical difficulty with Blog Talk Radio or what have you, it just feels like that's what this is. So get your readings while you can, people.
Well,
this is it.
Speaking of people who want to get readings, we do have a caller with a hand raised, and we also have a question or a request from someone in the chat room.
Okay, you decide what you want to do first.
Well, let's do the phone call first, since that was actually up there. So let's do that, and then we'll take – it's Raven's Raven Spirit in the chat.
Okay.
And it was her husband Bruce's birthday yesterday, so she just wants to get a message. So we can definitely do those things.
Okay.
Well, let's do the phone call first. It's area code 912. Good morning. You're on the air. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Contessa.
Girl.
Hey, I wasn't sure if it was you or your mom.
It was me. I changed my number. I had to get my number changed. So.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A 912 number now.
Girl, are you on speaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can take you off.
That'd be great. You sound a little far.
Okay, hold up.
I want to be able to hear you. Hi, darling.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Just getting ready for work.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us.
Oh, excuse me. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. I don't know if you've been hearing the last couple of shows or the the top of this one, but I think we're going to finish strong in season 10. I think this is it for us, which is good.
Oh, that's wonderful, though.
I think a full circle,
and 10 is a good number to end on.
I think so. And you were, oh, my goodness, you were just a youngin' when you started with us. How old is TJ now? How old is he? Eight?
He's eight.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Unbelievable. So,
yes.
Yeah. So you've been, you know, I think probably since he's like not even a toddler. I think he was a baby when you started calling us.
Mm-hmm. He was like one going on two, something like that.
Something like that. Isn't that remarkable?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love that. It's family. So what can we do for you today, my love?
I was calling to get a message this morning.
Okay, let me load up the database over here. Give me a second. Here we go. And it's loaded. Okay, I'm ready whenever you guys are.
Okay.
Okay, so the number associated with this message, I think it's very interesting number, 121. It almost sounds like an MC from the 90s. 1-2, check, 1-1-2-1. Nothing. You know what? I've been so nostalgic. I love me some 90s hip-hop.
Me
right?
too. I just had a 90s theme art show I attended.
Stop.
This past weekend.
Hello? Are we not connected? Hello? This is what we have to finish strong in season 10 because, you know, we're picking up on stuff. I was like, you know what? I need to hear some Snoopers from, like, some pre-Born Again Snoop. Oh, my goodness. I mean, we were dropping it like it was hot all day. Mm. Anyway.
Yep, I had an art show this weekend. We dressed up. Everybody was like in 19.
Are you kidding me?
Clothes, so it was fun. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So that was like Lil' Kim, Biggie, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's everything. Kumo D as well, I would imagine.
Yeah,
even that's
like
probably
the early
older.
90s, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so check this out. Speaking of Kumo D, because we were talking all day about him, then we weren't. What's so crazy, my really good friend who co-produced my documentary and was the editor, his cousin is Kumo D. And my friend, yes, and my friend Craig is a brilliant writer. And he wrote, I believe he wrote a series or a pilot for a series about Kumo D called How You Like Me Now, which I think is a genius title. And there's like some traction with it, so I'll keep you posted. But isn't that exciting? I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yes.
Do a show about 90s hip-hop, right?
I actually love 90s hip-hop, so I listen to that all the time. And my son would be like, well, Mom, I'm tired of listening to this old.
The oldies. That's an oldie. But isn't that funny? Is that Tessa? We do not know that about each other, and I'm starting this conversation about 90s hip-hop. We're finishing strong in season 10. Okay, back to your message. 1-2-1-2. Okay, so the number is 1-2-1, and here's the message. I am out of my mind. Okay. Replace the constrictive energy of trying with the vibration of intention. I like that. So we swap out I'm trying with I'm intending. Allowing source in and easing you on the path of effortless living. I'll read it again. Replace the constrictive energy of trying with the vibration of intention. Allowing source in and easing you on the path of effortless living. 1-2-1. That's a great message. I'm glad you chose it, Tessa.
Mm-hmm. That's this morning I was trying to get my mind wrapped around what I'm going to be working on today outside of work.
Right.
And my intentions are to get started on getting these draft pages together for like a planner type thing, like a 90-day planner.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna
that's
give
what
you,
I was.
Yeah, about that's really good. There's a thing. There's it's so funny. I just saw this line. Girl, it retails for $30. Hello, ripoff. But it's called the Mindful Notebook, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no images in it. It's just what it is it's a beautifully bound, I think it's a leather-bound book. And what it is, it's there's no dates on it, so this is a thing that doesn't become obsolete, right? So it's,
yeah,
I don't know how many.
Yeah, that's how I want to do mine.
Okay, well, hello. So let's say it's a 400-page book or whatever, so it's not like 365, whatever. Let's just say that. And they have a quote. So instead of a quote, you could have an image that evokes something, and then maybe there's the image has a title to it or a message, mm-hmm. right? And then it has room to journal. And then it has a section on the bottom of the page. Everything's on one page, which is great for busy people. So you don't feel pressured, like, I didn't journal enough. No, you could write four sentences, you're good. And then on the bottom it says gratitude check. And so it's a space specifically to acknowledge what you're grateful for. So something along those lines. So funny, I was just looking at this yesterday. And who you are calling us.
That's basically what I want to do. So
mm-hmm.
that's crazy. I'm glad for that confirmation. So
yep.
I've been working on it off and on, but I really want to go ahead and get it finished, especially like with the new year and stuff coming up. So I just want to
do
so
it.
So that the message really is on point.
Yeah. Definitely. You don't have to be like, I'm trying. It's just like, I'm intending. And when you can intend, and like the message said, you unblock that constrictive flow. And the thing is, if you have like the templates and all of that, that's an easy thing to get self-published and printed. You could also look into a thing called POD, which is a print on demand.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. So I want to hear what Elisa has to say about the 1-2-1.
Well, what's coming to me was not with the numbers necessarily, but just with your concept is that I do have a friend here in the Atlanta area. And I don't know if you're already connected or not, because we kind of, you know, we're in the same area. Sometimes you know some of the same people. But her name's Janetta,
mm-hmm.
and she still has a studio in the Atlanta area. But we met her, Anna and I met her through a spiritual entrepreneurs group, and she creates journals.
Stop. I love it.
So, and she's you know, African-American woman. In fact, just posted something this morning where she created these journals for a company or a group. I think I met her through a retreat, and she's like, oh yeah, well I do these journals. I think she does a little bit more than that now, but she's also creative in terms of physically making some journals for special events or whatever. So I can always link you two
yes.
together and. And
please,
but if it's
that would
be
dope.
Yeah, she's just a really, really cool person to know. So even if you can't do it for right now, you know, for whatever the reason, I think the two of you at least connecting
beautiful.
Would be smart.
Yes.
And in a sense, connecting is part of that. That 1-2-1 is, if you add it all up together, it is a four, but it's broken up into these little parts of, you know, the individual, the one, the self, and then taking direction from that with this central number of the two of collaboration, partnership, and saying, oh, you know, so you don't have to do it all by yourself, but it's also good to have another person there to kind of maybe bounce some ideas off of. It's truly a collaboration. And then on another level, as we always say when it comes to these sorts of things with you know, higher self and your inner self and that kind of thing, being in connection. So it isn't so much of just, oh, I don't know what to do. You already have this idea. And it's being in integrity with who you are. So the things that you are wanting to express, because, you know, we haven't talked about three, because it's not really in the sequence, but what happens after the one and the two is the three, of course. But it's this, mm-hmm. this sense of expression, and having that core be, I know what it is that I want, and it isn't about you. It's about, you know, sharing a part of you with others, with, you know, through your art, through creating this intentional journal of sorts. And it is a beautiful collaboration. All these things are those basic steps for the bigger picture. And I love that the message is saying, you know, allow Source to come in. And that's your collaboration right there. You know, you're a part of Source and it's part of you. So drawing mm-hmm. from that inspiration and letting it flow through you, it takes that guesswork out of it. It's you know, there may be some things you may not know the answer to, but you know you're in the right direction. You just let it flow, and I think it's being in that flow as you're creating this, because I have a feeling, I think with most people who are incredibly creative, there's tons of ideas, and then it's like, well, where do you create a form out of this, that it's not just like an ongoing, I don't know what else is there I could do. There's so many ideas, I'm overwhelmed. I the image I'm getting is like the sculptor who has just this block of marble and having to, you know, having the vision to, oh, this is what I get from this. I'm going to create it, versus, I don't know, I got all this rock, I don't know what to do with it. You know, I see too much. It's knowing when to rein it in and edit it in a little bit more, so that initial concept is given the room to be created. You know, so it's a nice balance, and that four overall, the overall vibe is saying, you know, figure out the form and the plan, even if it's going to change, but to hold on to a particular vision to get you started to work towards. And then see where it takes you.
Awesome. So,
beautiful, beautiful message.
Yes, definitely. So that's a lot validation.
It is. I'm going to have to re-listen to the show and write some stuff down, like in my notebook.
Good. That's beautiful. And the next time you'll be writing in the journal that you made for yourself.
Yes.
There you go. No, that's great. That's beautiful. And I think you have what a wonderful way to utilize your artwork. It's like the messages, you know, that we do for the Reads on the show. Those originated from prior to knowing these guys. This started years and years ago, where I was tweeting these channeled messages because I just needed to do something with the energy, and then. Now it's basically a database of like 1,200 messages. Even Elisa, you were talking about you use your numerology cards, and I think those are a great format where you have the number. It could be an association with that number, not necessarily a message, because that's where the numerologist comes in to sort of interpret that with the other factors concerning the recipient of the reading, but you have, my point being is that you have such a body of work in terms of cloud photography. Mm-hmm. You have that would be a very kind of an interesting thing for you to develop your own deck and make that whatever, mm-hmm. like your thing. Like, I love things that are unique and exclusive and proprietary. That's why, like, years ago, I don't know if you remember, but we had a listener. She was also a bit of a fan. She even wrote us a fan letter and everything years ago. I forget her name, but she used to ask on several occasions, you know, you're going to make a card deck, you're going to do this? And I'm like, nope. I like, nope. I like, I couldn't pick like the 48 best messages or whatever. Like, I love that the caller or the recipient, because you could do the same thing in person. It's all on my iPad in a searchable form where I close my eyes, and when you say pick, I open my eyes and there's the message that you guys pick. So I love that the energy is picking, the energy from the recipient. So there's responsibility and ownership in that. But it's really beautiful when it's something that you're using your images as a means of infusing another energetic form when you're reading somebody or when you are presenting work. And I think if your images are so evocative, and when I see your artwork, it's like you have a signature style. So people know, like, it's a recognizable style. You have a very specific, unique way of doing your art, Tessa. So it's ownership, and it's there's something that you're claiming in that too. You're claiming something. You're staking a claim. And to see, we said this the last couple of times that you've called in, the shift. The strength, and I think that's talking about finishing strong, Elisa, right? Like to witness, you know, because you were like 20-something when you started to call us. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. Like, we're so proud.
Oh, proud of myself.
Yes.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, I'm really proud of myself. Like,
you should be.
It's been a long road thus far.
Girl,
it's
you know what? The road doesn't
going.
Stop.
It's
trust me.
Better.
The road. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What did you say, sweetheart? The road was?
No,
I was
just saying everything is going, like, and it's just like, I just, like, the messages and saying, I'm just like, they in spirit in. Like, I was just meditating about that last night, just like, just letting a little bit more of myself get out the way so that, you know, I can't
right.
align with that because, you know,
right.
everything is a process. So
life. That's right. Yeah, and I'll tell you, the drama don't end, so you might as well just slow, you know.
Exactly.
And yield. And, yeah, I'm so glad you picked that message so that we can all remind ourselves of the energetic dynamics between trying and intention. All we can do is intend, and then we cut ourselves a break. That's an act of self-love to intend and stop trying. I tend to, you know, have my act together. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but at least I intended to do that. My heart was in the right place.
Mm.
You know? So good for you. You're a wonderful artist. So it'd be great for
Thank
you to put yourself, yeah, I've been a fan of your work forever, to put your work out there like that in a beautiful place. So they can sell this book with no artwork for $30 online. Thank you. You can sell yours for $20 with some beautiful artwork and keep it moving because, you know, work that
Definitely.
Out. Work that out. Yeah, and how fabulous, Elisa, that you've have a connection for her. That's I love when that happens on this show. Right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll
yes.
Tessa, I know she's on Facebook. Now I have your new number. I can text it to you when I find it. So that'll be a little more direct. I don't know. I know you took a break from being on social media, so I'll see if
okay.
I can connect you two on Facebook or somehow I'll figure it out. But yeah. Yeah, I think she's a good woman to know.
Love it.
Well, definitely text me. Well, I'm just finishing getting ready for work. I will
All right,
talk
dear.
To you later.
All right. Love
All right,
you. Thanks
care.
For calling.
Love you too.
Bye.
She
All
has
right.
really turned a corner. I mean, I'm so proud. That's, oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing
yeah,
so
she's,
well.
She's doing what she needs to be doing. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I literally, I don't, you know, I have a lot of people on my Facebook, you know, list. So I know I have certain people that I always see post, but for her journal, her entry to come up this morning earlier when I was scrolling through, it was so beautiful
wow.
what she had put together. It was a beautiful post.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And that just stuck with me. So here's Tessa talking about doing her journal. I'm like, oh, I wonder if she knows her.
That's amazing. I love that. See, that's we're like Wonder Twins. Boom, boom.
Well, have your database ready because
okay, let me open
Raven,
it. Okay.
Raven said, if you have time, can you get a message?
Sure, of course. Of course.
So she's still in the queue, so Raven, hopefully you're still listening. I know sometimes she has it on in the background. But, yeah, we'll pull a message, and I already know his personal year number. So.
Oh, good. So you want to pick it on his behalf? Is that what we're doing?
Well, if she's able to type in pick, I'd rather, you know.
Oh, she's there. Got it. Okay,
she's
I'm ready.
She's in the chat room, so.
I understand. Got it.
If she's able to. If not, then you know, it'll just
then
pick
the music
itself
will
and
do
that's
it.
Fine, so.
Right? Okay, cool. All right. Gotcha. Yeah. I understand. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
Number associated with this message is very interesting. 173.
Mm.
And here is the message for Bruce. To overcome impatience. Now that's funny because I don't know anything about him, but I wonder if he has an impatient nature. That's funny. To overcome impatience and not know anything past the diverse richness of the present moment is divine freedom and a direct link to source. Oh, I like that. To overcome patience and not know anything past the diverse richness of the present moment is divine freedom and a direct link to source. Well, meditation is a great way to delve into that realm.
Mm-hmm.
173.
Well, you know, the central number in that one is 7, and that has a lot to do with going in, internal, you know, introspective, and taking time out for yourself. And it is interesting because 7, I don't know if this is a patient number. It can be, but it's just a very wise number. It's knowing, you know, when to engage or when to sit back for a moment and observe. That tends to be the overall vibe of a 7 is just to not get in the middle of it, but to really observe and analyze and then come forth with something if needed. You know, sometimes it's not about sharing that information with everybody else. It's just, okay, that's good. I needed to know that. I needed to make that distinction. And so if you look at it, even the number sequence 173, 1 is self, the idea, 7 is the spiritual component. I would probably put that in there. And then 3 is then about this connection that you would have given the information that you've just, you know, taken from whatever the situation is. Now it's like, okay, then how do I share that? So that 3 is about communication. And overall, that vibe, that number is ends up being a 2. It is about connecting and bridging the gap, if there isn't a gap, but it's like making that connection with somebody so that there is some common ground. And it's being very wise about it and given the content or in the context of the message, it is taking that breath and allowing that space. So instead of just jumping right into it, it's stepping into it, you know, in equal partnership, I guess, with the other person or just with the situation or with yourself, with your higher self, and saying, okay, partly it's receiving and then assimilating and then sharing that. So that the other person can then, you know, also receive and then assimilate, you know, and then share. So it just goes on and on and on. when it's approached in this way, then the wisdom of the situation comes through, and it evolves just like everything else. It's not just a, oh, I saw that already, I know it. A lot of times our biggest enemy is this idea that, oh, well, yeah, I know that. Saying I know that, or I've seen it before, I know it, and then that's it. Sometimes it can be so familiar that you miss it. You miss it, and you miss the richness, even in that, the way that message was delivered, even in was the rich diversity of the present moment. It's a beautiful phrase, and I paused for a moment just getting it. Like, yeah, in the present moment, there's a lot more to it than you think there is. And so richness in that. There are a lot of gifts in that, and that's what that moment does. It really gets you to take it in, to really take it in. It's like saying, you know, yeah, I've seen the Grand Canyon before, no big deal, you know. No, you're here now. So really look at this, look at where you are. It doesn't have to be, you know, something as gorgeous as the Grand Canyon. It could be dinner with your family,
right?
Something you do every day.
Right.
And you can just be in that moment and just be like, oh, how beautiful is this?
Mm-hmm.
And those are truly the moments that keep you humble, that just they inspire you and humble you.
Yeah.
Because it was something so simple, and it was just a matter of you shifting and seeing it, and really seeing it, and really appreciating it. So hopefully that's a good message for Bruce for his birthday, and to kind of tack
great
on
message.
To that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful message. That number one is actually, that's his personal year. It's a number one personal year. So in light of him finishing up a whole cycle of 9 years this past year, now into a new cycle, you know, like we've always talked about, there's a little bit of overlap as you cycle into, especially with a new platform of a new number one personal year and a whole new set of 9 years of growth. Here we go. A lot of it is taking that wisdom from all of your experiences and saying, okay, this is who I am now, and what wonderful things await me. Because especially after 9 years, you're ready for something new. you're ready to see. You're ready to. I guess you're more ready to receive a lot of joyful things. And sometimes that joyful thing can be, you know, rest. it can just be little things, having a wonderful dinner with your family. I mean, those are really those little things. And then as more of that accumulates, you start getting into this vibe of, man, this is really fun. This is good, and I feel free, and I feel ready to be out in the world and express myself. And then it develops, and now you have a whole new set of things that you want to create and experience. So that is a happy birthday for Bruce. You know, for this 1 year of new beginnings but bringing in the new you based on a lot of your own experiences from the past, and hopefully the best parts of that come with you, and that's the raw material you work with to bring this new you into the new section, you know, the new section of your life. So happy birthday to Bruce.
Happy birthday.
Oh, and she just wrote, she said, he doesn't have patience for anything he does. Wonderful message.
Okay,
that
that's great.
That is fun.
See, that's why she didn't have to pick it. The music picked it, because it's like, you know, and you talked about, I really liked your commentary on that and the simple things. Doing the show has been, you know, it's not all the time, but there have been some moments where it's been incredibly humbling, I think, for both of us, where either you or myself would it'd be the end of the show, and you would say to me, there's one more call. And both of us usually would say, well, let's, unless, you know, it was like a work day, but we had a time-sensitive situation. More often than not, we would take the call and stay on the air longer than scheduled. And we were always so relieved that we did, because
right.
of the dire straits that people would be, you know, find themselves in, and that we were a lifeline, literally,
right.
at some time, you know. So you can't really compete with that life.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Very humbling. So,
yeah.
Good message. And happy birthday, Bruce. Have fun.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, yeah, those are some really good messages and good numbers. I like how, you know, they both of those messages were starting with a one, you know.
Right.
And then whatever the next number is, it's like, okay, well, that's what's happening. That's your cue. It's not just you. It's, you know, we probably never will, but, you know, there isn't just like, oh, and your message, you know, the number associated with that is just, you know, one. it probably won't ever be that way, but you never know. Never say never. Yeah, you know, the one is literally and figuratively just the beginning, because there's always more to come, and there's always going to be something in relation to that that gives it a purpose, that gives it definition, that it can play off of to know what it's all about.
Right.
And we're always developing something. We're always wanting to do something, even if we don't think that, even if we think, oh, something's being done to me. Well, you're creating something right there, with the mindset, you know, and sometimes it's about changing that mindset or realizing I have a lot more in this than just being a bystander or a spectator. And
right.
that's usually the shift you need to start owning owning what's yours, and owning, you know, the situation and your part in it, and to get out of the victim mode.
Right.
Because that gets old after a while, you know. And
girl, it gets so old. It's so unattractive.
Right.
It's
right.
just, it's an energy, parasite. But I was, before we took the call, I was talking about my friend Teresa, and I wanted to properly, I texted you the link to her website, but it's, if you guys want to check her out, it's Academy of Inner Knowledge, if you Google that, and it's In Harmony with Nature Solo Retreats, but it's Academy of Inner Knowledge. And it's through Teachable's platform where you can learn all about it. But I sent Elisa the link. And if you guys want more information, you could just email us and find out, because I highly recommend it. I wish I could do it again. LOABlend@gmail.com. And we'll set you,
yeah.
we'll set you up
and
with
I,
a,
and
a
I
link.
Did put, I did put the link in the chat. It didn't take it the first time, but because, you know, that's blocked up. But, yeah, it is in there. So hopefully that will give you some context for those of you in the chat room. This was the retreat that Liz has talked about. She did it at the beginning of the show, but she also did the retreat. And it was a customized retreat, right? It, I mean, it's not
it's
like,
tailored.
Hey, let's bring 50 of your best friends. It's,
no.
It is a
no.
solo retreat. So
no, and I was so emotionally I was just in a state of trauma. It was a month post divorce, so I went a little over a year ago. It was a year ago, July. I really want to go to Albuquerque when it's not July, because it's very hot there. Although I loved it, I mean, I would love to go. Like now would seem like a fabulous time of year to go. I would just love to go and embrace everything that wonderful place has to offer in terms of the vibe and the environment. But I, like she says in her thing, like this ain't no vacation. And it was incredible. And the best part was that a wonderful friendship was born from that. And we've stayed in consistent touch ever since, and that she knows my child now. She's going to know your cousin, one of my dearest friends, very soon. And it's very interesting because Teresa and I were talking about traveling. She's out of town now, and I recommended that she get her, she apply for her TSA clearance. And when you add all that up and you think about, you know, putting people together, you just did with Tessa and your graphics contact out in Atlanta. I know, and I'm sure Teresa will think this, like, oh, I know why you and Liz are friends, because you guys are crazy. She, the way that Anna is so entrepreneurial and so about marketing, so about wanting to have a space to do retreats or whatever, I think it's great that Teresa is re-entering the world of travel. And I said this a year ago, July. I was talking about this a little bit, and that was prior a lot of stuff happening. So it's very interesting. Again, we talk about, it goes back to the past couple of shows where it came up. I never wanted to question what's going to happen when I was asked by other people or my ex at the time or whatever. What's going to happen with the show? How are you going to make money? And they're like, nope, we'll know. And 10 years later, okay, we know. I love when there's just nothing tethered to that. It's just a flow. You've been working on all this self-healing and exploration, and you got the message from your mentor, Lois Grant, who actually, it's funny, I had a friend of mine, another listener of the show, my friend Richard, he texted me, who's Lois? So I'm like, you know what? I need to, like, I know who she is, but I don't really know who she is. I just know she comes in mm-hmm. She comes in to talk to you on the air. Okay, great. And she's kind of helping us reshift and reshape where we are going with the next phase of our energetic collaboration, or how we're going to present our gifts to the marketplace, or her teachings, or a mashup of said things, because we really don't know. Everything is coalescing into understandable form. And we, you know what, we need to know on a need-to-know basis, and we don't need to know everything all at once, people. And that's why the message that was pulled for Bruce was so relevant about being patient. Things unfold as they need to unfold. So it's very, very interesting that all of these things are becoming apparent. And you had the question when your mentor, Lois Grant, who's written a few books that are on Amazon and by other third-party sellers, that so mm-hmm. There's links if you Google her. So I sent him a couple of links, and I checked them out too, and I said, how interesting for an energy to come in with me not knowing too much about the person, except how much she means to you. And that she, you have always, all the years that I know you, you have always identified her while she was alive and posthumously as your spiritual mentor. So yeah. She's just saddled up with her cup of tea to jump in. I'm having my coffee, she's having her tea, and the differences start there. And to participate and collaborate. And you had that question about, okay, because when she came in earlier, weeks, months ago, whatever it was, you have work to do. And your question was, what is my work? That's been coming up in the show. And see how it's
– right.
Excuse me. It's coming up to the surface, or defining itself rather slowly. So we're like little detectives, like, okay – and
yeah,
interesting.
Well, it's interesting. It is interesting because I realize, you know, especially for someone like Lois, knowing her and from the physical, you know, she was a She was definitely a very smart, intelligent woman. Loved doing the research. Loved knowing how something works. You know what the concept was behind it. I mean, she's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense though, because obviously we can't just know it all. You know, we're in this form for a reason.
Right.
And part of it is understanding how we get our information and what we do with it, because like you said, there's always free will, and there's always going to be
of course,
our own little spin on how we do things and how we take certain signs. You know, what does that mean for you? So, there's only so many things that we can be taught from a book or from someone else's point of view, but after a while, it will have to be embraced by us, you know, by ourselves and assimilated with whatever our point of view and where we come from. What does that mean for us? So it's like, you know, you interpreting a dream, you know, it helps that you and I have known each other for so long.
Right.
But yet, you know, some of the images, like you're like, I don't know what this means, because, you know, you're city girl and like it doesn't make any sense to you. So it is obviously harder for you to put a spin on that. You don't really want to. It's just, well, this is just what I'm getting. And,
right.
And the rest of it, you know, we may not get resolution on that on the show at the moment.
No.
But usually people will get back in touch with us and say, oh, I know what that was about. You know, or there's
right.
something else that, you know. So that's perfect. And this is sort of the same thing, obviously. We're doing our own little show within a show.
Yes,
this is how we would be.
Yeah,
in terms of asking, you know, this is how we are. If we were to go to someone else and try to, you know, we had our own questions, then there's still the element. Obviously, there's plenty of elements here of the unknown, and
right.
Well, there's still work to do. There's still
always.
your own groundwork to do and your own understanding, pulling stuff out from within that you
right.
didn't even know was, you know, you don't even know
right.
there. It's just a pattern that has settled in, or maybe not even, and patterns aren't bad. It's just recognizing
right.
what they are.
Exactly. And you know, what's so interesting is, as I mentioned, I had a very brief conversation with my friend, Teresa, but all of this is connecting and making sense, because she touched on, or we touched on talking about, you know, what does it mean, the message of chronic pain? And what I'm realizing is that Lois went on this journey to heal herself of chronic pain.
Right.
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 So I think that's a very interesting correlation, and that I feel you have definitely healed yourself of the burdening on your shoulders, literally, of the epigenetics and the taking the hit for the team and sort of losing yourself in that equation. And I think we are becoming very sensitive to that. So I would wonder if you're going to be traveling overseas with your parents, and you know that routine,
mm-hmm.
right? You do live right now, although that's temporary. You do live right now with your aunt, and you've been a great support to her about logistics and being a translator with the material world, so to speak, of logistics and all those things. And I would wonder how you are starting to feel within yourself of kind of like stepping back a little bit, not in a contentious manner or a resentful manner, but in a manner of more intention, as opposed to trying to do so many things all at once and it's frustrating. I could say on a parallel level, because you and I are very parallel energetically, although you couldn't get two more different people, but still the parallels are very symbiotic with making sure my family's okay, my two sons. And I remember I was being asked to do something. I had to go on my job interview, which went really well, by the way, and And all these things, were happening that day. It was like a marathon day. I had to go to Awake later. I mean, it was just a crazy, crazy day, and so many moving parts. And I had to make sure I had to, you know, leave food for the kid, this, that, and the other. And I was asked something that I was rushing out, and because I didn't factor my relationship with myself, I literally slammed my right shoulder into the wall. And I'm like, that's going to be a cute bruise. And I burst into tears. Not poor me, not out, which it could have been back in the day. It would have been poor me, it would have been out. Nope. I burst into tears because I was lamenting how I was so impulsive to just abandon myself. That I didn't even give it any thought. I didn't even earn thought. And I stopped. And I said to myself, I can't do this to myself. It's an unsafe place to be. And in speaking to a dear friend, my friend Richard, we basically went through a very scrappy kind of childhood dynamic in our own respective ways. And I said, he has a very good therapist. I said, do me a favor. I have a question for your shrink. Because it applies to him too. We're clumsy. I'm going to call that, we're clumsy. I will fall. I will trip. I will this, I will that. He'll do the same thing. And I said, I want to know, are we clumsy because we never knew how to protect ourselves, and we're just at this late stage of the game, just intending to sort that out? So I'm catching myself too. I just caught myself now. Okay. Swapping. That's a good exercise to swap the energy of trying with intention. But I'm very curious. I don't know if she would have an answer.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, well, also knowing a bit about your numbers, I mean, that's, you know, there's a one in there. And not that everyone who has a one is going to be clumsy, but the impulsiveness is what kind of gets you. It's you know, it's always wanting to be like, you know, trying to be one step ahead and then realizing you got, you know, you got two left feet at the same time. So where does that lead you sometimes?
On the floor.
Yeah, so it's no wonder that you're a huge advocate of meditation,
right?
Because you know you practice what you preach, and if it works for you, you're going to sing its praises, and that's because it works,
right?
So that makes sense, and that's just a reminder that for you, you're so used to having things getting things done a certain way.
Right.
Sometimes fast and always being the one with the answer, or having all that at your fingertips, or just right out of your head. Sometimes that can work against you,
right?
Because in those cases, you really didn't need to rush, and you didn't need to even, you know, it's like you didn't have to fix anything. There wasn't anything broken, but you were just so excited. You knew you had a viewpoint for it. And you wanted to be able to say it, you know, and so those are things that, as we've all done this, you know, we start to realize, that really doesn't serve me. Like it's good to have, obviously, when someone really needs it, and they ask for it, and they ask you for it, and they, you know, they're ready to receive it, then you've got it,
right?
But otherwise, think about that. How much energy can be reserved for other things.
Absolutely.
Without that anxiety of maybe, you know, wanting to make that connection with somebody, but sometimes it's like that isn't what's needed. It's always appreciated, but that's not what's going to be needed in this situation. Not for that other person and not for you.
Amen.
And so it's just another way of reframing how gentle we can be, and when that happens more and more, you start to realize how much calmer you are, and you will catch yourself, and it will be more of an internal catching of,
Yeah.
You know, even in that taking a breath and going to say something, then you just take a breath and you don't say anything. You just take a breath.
Right.
And you just let that space speak for itself. Because
Preach.
That person is going to figure it out with or without you.
Correct.
And
that's
it may
right.
not be the way you want to figure it out.
That's
but
right.
That person will figure it out.
Absolutely.
And,
like my son, my 14-year-old son with schoolwork. Absolutely. I step back. Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So
amen. Yep.
That's what's coming up is that those things, you know, there's the clumsiness is just to remind you, hey, you know, you're still you and you still have to take care of you.
Right.
So when you were just talking about that, I'm like, yeah, you know, times when you've like fallen down or, you know, those sorts of things. And it's like literally just tripping over yourself. But, you know, that obviously doesn't have to happen. And it doesn't about
I can't
beating
be doing
yourself,
that.
Self
yeah.
up for
yeah.
it. It's
no,
just
I can't do
catching
that,
yourself.
Right? Uh-huh.
It's just catching yourself sooner and sooner and sooner than it becomes part of who you are. Like you won't even have to catch yourself, but you're just recognizing. After a while, it isn't about you. It's recognizing these are the situations that just need to work themselves out, or these are the people that need to work
right.
themselves out.
That's right.
And I'm just witnessing it.
Amen.
Unless they're specifically asking me, and then
right.
then there's that connection and it's opened up. Then then I have to be completely present with myself.
Correct.
And that's the best way to serve the whole situation.
Well, amen. Yes. So
yeah.
Elisa's prayer circle. Okay. Anyway, yes, yes. And on that note, thank you. I thank you for that. That you said that so beautifully, and I so needed to hear that, and I appreciate you so much. A great way to end today's episode. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you want to grab that private reading, season 10 people, this is it. Please email lawayblend@gmail.com. You want to find out more about my friend Teresa Crozier's fabulous solo retreats in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I highly recommend. I get no kickback. It's just when things are good, I talk about them. Email lawayblend@gmail.com and we will link you up. And as always, love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you, everybody. Bye.